Hello, hey, it's your boy DJ ATLR Styles here, kicking with the Six Eyes Radio Network. What's up? All right, all right, all right, all right. Yes, we are live on the Six Eyes Radio Network here, kicking it with ATL and the crew. All right. Okay, we're going to start now. So what's up, 4398? We got 68115. We got 7543. If you want to speak, push the button. We want to know how everybody's mental is going tonight. How is your mental doing tonight? If you can. If you can hear me, just say something. Because I'm not for sure if you guys can hear me. I am live here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Here we go. I'm bringing it in 6815. Here we go. How you doing tonight? How you doing?
Hello.
It's your boy DJ ATL.
I'm doing well.
I'm doing just great, man.
My mental is great.
That's great. That's great. How's everybody's mental? Oh, yeah, by the way, we got more people just joining in. If you feel free, press 1 if you want to speak and let us know how your mental is going tonight. Definitely. At this beautiful night here on the East Coast, West Coast, and around the world here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Yeah.
What's up,
and
man?
Also,
good
feel
evening.
Free.
Good evening. Good evening.
All right. All right. Also, feel free to call 424-243-9617. And you can speak to us at any time. Let's put that out there in the atmosphere for everyone. All right. So I'm going to pass the ball to my man, Six Eyes. What's up, Six? Let's get our mental together.
What's going
Mine's
on, America?
Perfect.
What's going on? What's going on, brother? My mental is good. 2 thumbs up, 2 paws up for Trumpet. Hope everybody had a beautiful Saturday. It's rainy, but the thing about rain, everything benefits. The bird gets a little sip of water. The worms get water. The grass grows. And everybody benefits. The trees, everybody. We all benefit from rain. So that's the beauty of it. 2 thumbs up for me, 2 paws up for Trumpet. And you're enjoying the hottest radio station in the nation, the Six Eyes Radio Network, with your boy Six Eyes and the crew. So I want to welcome one, welcome all. Our surrounding city and states of faraway countries. We're here. We are here. That's what it's about, man. So I don't know who that gentleman was, but welcome to the show, brother.
Indeed, it's a pleasure to be with you, Six Eyes.
All right, man. What's your name?
I am the mighty, mighty Godfather.
The Godfather. Oh, yeah. We got royalty here, brother. How you doing, sir?
Hey, Kiss, I'm doing fine, Six. I'm doing great. Just came
good,
in
man.
8. Now I'm sitting back, relaxing.
Okay. What'd you have to eat?
Oh, I just got some chicken from Jack's, a breast and a wing. I don't eat too much, and had me a Coke, and I'm doing fine.
All right. Excellent. Well, always a pleasure having you here. So we're just going to have general conversation. I'm going to have ATL play a couple of songs, and we go from there. If you've been keeping up with the Trump situation, it went from $450 million to $175 million owed. So that's a savings. I mean, that's definitely a savings. So let's see what you all think about that. And once again, we want to welcome everybody to the show. And we're here. Amen. All right, ATL, since you're a Trumper, what do you think about the savings? $175 million owed versus $450
million. Can you repeat that again, Mr. Six Eyes?
Because
it's kind of going in and out. You're going in and out, and I'm trying to get clearly what you're saying. Six Eyes, can you hear me? Six Eyes.
I hear you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. Are you still there, Godfather?
I'm still here. Hey, sis, can you hear me?
All right, we are here. You're enjoying Kicking It with Six Eyes and the crew. What's up, the Cornbread, Tweedledee, and Dodo? What's up, Cornbread?
You can hear him screaming, huh?
Yes. Yeah. I think he likes that song. And happy birthday from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Another trip around the sun. How you doing?
I'm okay.
It's your birthday. You got to be more happy than that.
Yeah, well, we had some fun this morning laughing in his Pride and Joy's room and stuff. And then, you know how it is when you start thinking about your mom.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I definitely know how that is. But one thing you know about it, Mama Mary is still with you. I know that's not her name, but, like Mama Six Eyes. You know, Mama Six Eyes is Mama Six Eyes. Papa Six Eyes is Papa Six Eyes. So your mom is still with you. You know, more than you know, she's always been proud of you. She's still proud of you. And remember, when you smile, she smiles. When you drink a Pepsi, she drinks a Pepsi. When you have your snacks, she have her snacks. You know, so just always try to keep that in mind. Your mom is forever with you. She's never left you. She's there. Energy never dies.
I know.
I definitely.
I don't like all the boos, but like I keep hoping my brother will contact me.
Right. You know. And it's gonna take your brother to realize he has a beautiful sister, and he's gonna need to recognize that. That's something you can't do. That's something he's going to have to do on his own and realize, I don't have no siblings. My brother, my sister, my mother, my father, they're all gone. I'm the last of my immediate family. Now, I have nieces and nephews, but out of my immediate family, I'm the last one standing. And it's not cool, especially when I was the run of the litter. You know, I suffer from survival remorse. You know, I'm still here, you know. My sister and brother, you know, when I got the age that they passed, you know, and I retched, you know, the day they left, I turned a year older. It was, they call that survivor remorse, survivor guilt, survivor remorse. And therapist told me, they said, look, you know, you're still here for a reason, you know, so God has us all here for a reason.
Yeah,
you know. So
I'll be better tomorrow. You know?
Yeah, I mean it's gonna be okay.
It will.
It's gonna be okay.
I would have gone out, but it's hard to get back up the stairs, so I just stayed up here because it's just not worth the difficulty getting back up. But I'm gonna have my surgery on the 12th, so. Woohoo! Heart surgery on the 12th, and hopefully that'll make everything better.
Well, let's say a prayer right now. Lord, we ask you to guide the surgeon's hands as her surgery approaches on April 12th. As she's to have heart surgery, you want the Lord to guide the surgeon's hands. Make it, fix it, make it right. You can do it. You have all power in your hands to heal. Praying for a successful surgery. And you're going to be fine, you know. You're going to be fine. So we're going to pray now tonight and closer up to the day of surgery. You're going to be fine.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to
so
be fine.
I'm so excited because I'm so tired of just nothing happens. I'm excited.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm tired of having – I've been waiting for this since Thanksgiving time. So
uh-huh. –
I'm excited if I can get up the stairs, then it's a little bit easier, you know.
There you go.
That makes
and
me
hell,
excited.
Yeah, and hell, get a tattoo to celebrate. Get a beating heart. Get a beating heart. That'd be cool, a beating heart.
Yeah, it would. I got just the right place, too.
Yeah, a beating heart with the infinity sign. Infinity is forever.
You know what? You know what else I'm going to do when I get? It's going to take money. I have
What's that?
My whole right thigh, this whole big fat right thigh is blank. I'm going to get a portrait of my mom and dad.
Got to be beautiful.
Yeah. They're going to be watching me. They'll be with me forever.
There you go.
There's enough room for them. And they'll be mom and me. You know, Miss Mikkel, she even put happy birthday to me on Facebook. Wasn't that nice of her?
Okay, okay. Yeah, so definitely happy birthday. Many more trips around the sun.
You
never know what LeVar Spiegelman has up his sleeve, you know. I've been talking with him, and, you know, he's back. You know, he got a new shipment of burgers in, you know, fresh buns. So you never know. Yeah, you never know.
That
he might throw a couple
so
burgers
good.
On the grill.
I wish I had a grill. I wish I had a patio or something, you know, a balcony or whatever. I would be out there all the time with the grill. But maybe if I get approved for the apartment that I finally got the papers in for, then I'll be able to have a little patio.
Well, you can always move to Cleveland and move into my old apartment.
Oh, wow.
So we'll talk about it.
Okay, it's one of those where old weird people can get in and hold on to life.
No. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
No, I'm just saying, it's one of them kind that has bars to hold on for dear life. But when you're in the shower,
yeah, you'll be okay. You'll be fine.
We like okay.
Yeah,
I'm very fond of that.
Yeah. You know, so I don't know if you are a forensic file buff like I am, but they had this particular episode on Forensic Files. Now, this woman had to be about, I don't even think she weighed more than 150 pounds on this particular show. And it was this successful business guy. He was at the hotel, and he went for a jog. And I don't know if it's him and his wife was having problems or whatever, but between him and the hotel maintenance guy, they had rigged the that same bar you're talking about, the pool bar, and when you get in the shower, they had rigged that, and when she got in the shower, it pulled away.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Yeah, but they did a whole stress test on that wall. They said that woman would have had to been 250 or more to have had the strength to pull that bar away. They said there's no way in hell she could have did that at her weight, pulling that bar apart. And he went on for his jog and came back. Where's my wife? We were supposed to meet for dinner. And he even went as far as buying two burgers, knowing that she wasn't there and ate that burger. But, yeah, he tried to say that they were together eating a burger. And the waiter said, well, I brought two burgers, but there was no lady sitting at the table. So he was sitting there, and I guess he bit half of her burger as though she was eating it, but she never showed up to the restaurant. But I love Forensic Files. They have a lot of good episodes on there.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I'll have to look for where they are.
And once again, we definitely want to send out our condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network on the bridge collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge that collapsed in Baltimore. So we're praying for the city of Baltimore. We're praying for the casualties who became victims of the bridge collapse. They have recovered the bodies, so we're just sending out our thoughts and prayers to the families, the friends at this difficult time. And they do plan to rebuild, but they say it's going to take some years before they get all that wreckage out of the water. And there's going to be a $500 million price tag to rebuild, but according to President Biden, he says they're going to rebuild. So,
but they found everybody?
Yeah, but unfortunately, everyone has
gone on to glory. It was no way they could live that long in that cold, frigid water. They tried to go down there. They tried to go down there for immediate recovery, but the waters were too cold. It was dark. And, you know, I just want to know, and I'll ask Godfather and you and everybody else that's on the phone line that want to speak. You're tuned in to Kicking In with 6 Eyes and the Crew if you want to speak, press the 1. But my question is, what was the urgency that you had to drive a boat, a cargo ship at 1 in the morning? What was the urgency of you getting those contents, and where were those contents going that it couldn't wait to daybreak, to when sunlight and you could actually see? What was the urgency that they had to get those goods there, and why did they stack them so high?
Well, Kiss, as I understand, the power, they lost power, and that way they had no way to control the ship.
Oh.
Now, okay, if you go back and listen, they lost power. They couldn't control the ship. And that,
wow.
That, as my understanding, that's what happened. But I know one thing, the lawyers are running to the family's back door because they're going to sue the daylights out of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's so sad, man.
It's sad. And, money's not everything, but, you know. And I've been across that bridge.
Wow.
You know, that bridge was named after the guy that wrote the Star Spangled Banner.
Yes, sir.
And you also know, too, Mr. Six, that they never sang that second verse.
Huh.
You didn't. You never noticed that, did you?
No, no, sir.
Mm-hmm. And you know why, too, don't you?
No, sir.
Yes, you do. A well-educated man like you. Yeah, you know. The reason they don't sing it, because it talks about the slaves. So they only
do
the first verse and the chorus.
Okay. Does anybody have a – you have an Alexa, Godfather?
No, sir, I don't.
I got an Alexa.
Can you – well, we're gonna do this. Let's hear the Star Spangled Banner in its entirety.
Alexa.
This is listener discretion is advised.
Before you go, anybody that wants to speak and say anything, please press 1. I got a couple of callers that's just sitting there. I just don't know if they want to try to hit 1 to speak.
Okay, thank you. So we're going to listen to this.
Should I play it or not?
Yeah, are we jumping each other tonight? Let me know.
Alexa, play Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed as the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly keen, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof to the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave? For the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Oh my, that's the end of that. Sorry, it was too loud. Alexa, volume 5.
Okay, so we're going to have to somehow get the full song in its entirety of the Star Spangled Banner.
Right.
Ask Alexa
right.
to play the entire song of the Star Spangled Banner. See if she
Alexa,
can do that.
Play the entire Star Spangled Banner.
The Star Spangled Banner by Cinemark Kids on Amazon Music.
Jesus, Alexa, Volume 3. Alexa, Volume 5. That's right. Nobody plays it. I'll have to keep messing with this Alexa when I'm on mute.
There is a second verse. I'm sure.
Yeah, no. I'm going to keep messing with the Alexa while I'm on mute so that I'm not taking up the whole show trying to find it. So the people that want to talk can talk. But you're right. There is another verse. Apparently nobody
likes
it.
There's another verse.
Alexa, stop. No one cares if the wheels on the bus go round and round. Jesus.
I'm not sure.
Alexa, stop music. There we go.
Oh, well.
It'll say it for me. It doesn't sing, but if I ask it just for the second verse, it'll say something.
Okay. But it's there.
Yeah, I was like, I didn't know what it was like. I didn't know what it was telling me. I was like, okay. But there is one if you want to hear it after you get to talk to people, because Mr. ATL, did you unmute the people? Because I'm being shut up.
Where did Six Sad go?
I don't know. I don't know where anyone went. Other than you, I feel like, hey, it's our podcast, Godfather. Yay. Your God, Cornbread, shut up, please.
He's not going to stop.
I know he's not. Even when I put him, when I covered the rest of him up and put him to sleep, he's still going to scream. Because I'm going to go in and have my exciting birthday treat, butter pecan ice cream.
Oh, yeah, I like butter pecan. You know what I like? I can't find it, Holly. I like banana ice.
Oh, I've never had banana.
Oh,
maybe it's good because it's not the texture, you know, the texture of banana kind of kills
me. I want to know what ATL and where did Six Side go to.
That's what I mean. I have no idea. That's why I say it's like
they have nothing
art.
Here.
Hello?
Ooh,
well,
there's
about
somebody.
Time you come back.
Hello?
What happened?
Hello? Hey, if you guys are looking for the Star Spangled Banner, I just found it with both verses.
Okay.
Oh, cool. I didn't even know you came on, Mr. Wolfgang.
Sandy Patty does it. Here you guys go.
I'm right here, guys.
That's so cool.
And there you have it, guys.
Thank you.
That wasn't a nice song.
That what?
That wasn't nice.
Well, and now you know the rest of the story.
Yes, sir. Wow.
And now you see the Godfather wouldn't lie to you.
Not at all.
Thank you.
Yes.
But that's the reason why it's not played. You only do the first verse and the chorus. They don't do that
one. Uh-huh.
I found that out a few years ago, and I was wondering why. At first, I thought that was all of the national anthem.
The same thing. I didn't know it was the second verse.
Oh, yeah. And now, it's concealed. It's never played.
Yeah, and this is why we sit at the feet of the elder, the Godfather. And
well, I don't know about all that. I don't know about that, but
yeah.
I bought
the
one.
You just taught it tonight. I mean, I I'm sure a lot of people didn't know that about that song.
Yeah. But we sing all of ours, don't we?
Yes, we do. Yes, we
Thank
do.
You.
Proudly.
Case closed. Case
Proudly.
Closed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what everybody got planned for Easter tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to church, and I can walk in church proudly because it's not. I'm just coming because it's Easter because I go a lot. I go to Sunday a lot. I mean, I go to church a lot, so it's not that I'm just going because it's Easter.
Yeah, a lot of people be going off to show up in a little Easter suit, Easter dress, and that's
it. Yeah, I think most of children. I don't know. All I say, I'm so glad I don't have to go and buy Easter clothes. All my kids are grown. That made me 2 years uh-huh. younger just to think about going fooling with my daughter. Mm. And now it's coming up to prom. Thank God I ain't got to go through that either.
What if you said, Dad, I want to relive my prom day. I want to relive it.
She did relive it when her kids got that age. And I said, now you see what it felt like when you done me that way. But as I look back over, it's fun. And if I had to do it again, I would. Although I fussed, but I would have to do it again.
So what
are you planning on doing tomorrow? What are you planning on doing tomorrow?
Hopefully eating real good. Eating real, mm-hmm. real good. And thinking about what Easter really stands for. They make it a pagan holiday. They make it a pagan holiday. And they say the Easter egg is supposed to represent fertility. You know. And I just think back to the childhood memories being, you know, I'm the only one left out of my immediate family. I think back to us having the Easter hunt. I think back to my father fussing because my brother hid the eggs in crazy places, the light fixtures. He hid them behind furniture, put a couple in the vents, and it would take my father to have company. And they locate, he said, no more hunts in the house. Take all of it outside, hide them in the yard. Because we never found all of them. So I think back to happier times. Yeah.
Where we come, that's a happy time.
Yeah. But you know what? When we used to dye the egg, we all had that little pal, the little tablets, the little wand, and that's it. They got all kind of 3D and just crazy colors, and I'm talking about the darkest of colors, where you could you don't even want to eat them. They look so nice. But I just love it. Have a salt shaker handy and eat and have fun and eat jelly beans. My mother used to always get me jelly beans. So I'm just going to reflect.
Well, I had the nice candy eggs and plus the boiled eggs, and then I had a chocolate rabbit. And I never wanted to cut the rabbit because I didn't want to take no parts of them off and eat it, but then I did. But I didn't want to do it.
Yeah, always gave my chocolate bunny away. I give it to my sister, and I take her bank. Because remember, we used to get the bank, the little bunny bank.
Okay.
Yeah, so I would trade her my chocolate bunny, and I'll take her bank.
Well, I had childhood trauma with the chocolate bunny.
Huh?
I was a big pig, and I bit the head off. And then my mom said, "Oh, you killed it." And that stayed with me probably till I was in my 20s. I killed the money, and I mean, I believed it with every part of me. I must have been 6 or 7.
Wow.
I know. So, one of those childhood traumas. But Butter Pecan is taking care of it at the moment.
Okay, anybody else?
Can Miss Sheila or the Lockleys come on?
I don't know. ATL got the board. I don't know. Where you at, ATL? So we're going to have to get a bench warmer to fill in. I guess ATL stepped away, so we're going to have to find a bench warmer to take the court when he leaves. So we'll work on that. All right, Wolfgang, if you could step in for ATL, I appreciate it, because I don't know where you went. You're enjoying the 6 Hours Radio Network. Okay, Wolfgang or ATL, are either one of you there? Can you hear?
Yeah, I'm here, Six. I'm looking.
Well, I need you to take over the board because I don't know where ATL went.
I'm still here, Six. Hold on. I'm looking.
Choke a little. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was
right over there. Huh?
While I was talking to y'all, I went and picked up my clothes for church.
All right, what are we wearing? What are we wearing tomorrow?
Okay. Is everybody open with their mics?
Well, there are a few people who didn't want to be on. Those who do, they're on.
All the people, Six, that want their mics opened are open, Six.
Okay, who do we have with us? Welcome to the 6 Hours Radio Network, kicking it with 6 Hours and the crew. Who do we have with us tonight?
Okay,
see, I have, I don't know who the 770 is.
There's a 770.
Is that ATL? Is that ATL?
Might be, I don't know. What's the first beginning number? 770 what?
ATL.
We know ATL. Okay, go on.
And then we have 205.
We got a 205.
Okay, that's the Godfather, ain't it?
Okay.
Yeah, I think it is. 773.
773.
That's Mary.
That's open, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's open.
That's me, Mary.
Yep. We have six.
I got you six.
And we have Kathy.
Uh-huh.
And me.
And the rest of them didn't want to be on.
But what is their area code? We'll let them know if they want to open their mics.
We have a 707.
We got a 707. What's the first three digits?
707-652.
652. If you want your mic open, press the number 1.
Okay.
We have a 216-370.
216 what?
370.
370. If you want your mic open, just press number 1.
And this one, I don't know what's going on with this one. It's 111111.
And then there's an unlisted number, obviously, so we don't know who that is.
803-353.
If you wish to have your mic open, please press number 1.
That's everybody.
All right. But, yeah, if anybody wishes to get a copy, find that same song. That was Sandy Patty doing the Star Spangled Banner that we played.
I love her. I forgot her.
But also, if you ever want to hear that again, just keep listening to the Wednesday Children's Show. We play that all the time. Not to mention we play that also on Wednesday night Bible study as well.
4 o'clock his show is his children.
So on both the Wednesday shows, we play that all the time, quite a bit. So.
Yeah, on your gospel show.
So that's a very familiar song. We do play that version. So Godfather, if you like that particular version, well, then you know where to find it. Just check us out on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I've heard it before, and when I heard it, I was just dumbfounded at the second verse. But by Francis Scott Key, was a slave owner. I shouldn't have expected any better since he wrote the song.
He's a good guy, yeah.
Well, way I got it figured, everybody is equal in God's sight. That's the way the Bible says it.
We're all one blood.
The Bible says we're all made of one blood, period.
Everybody is the same. Everybody is equal. Love everybody.
I mean, you read the Bible, it says so very clearly. You go way back in our ancestors, you go back far enough, hey, you're a son of Adam. And Eve, so ain't I.
Yep.
And to really cut through the mess, when you have surgery, ask any doctor, what color is it?
It's all red.
Red.
Your blood comes out red, so don't mind. So that answers that question.
And the wonderful thing is Jesus accepts all races.
So, I mean, that answers that question already.
Oh. No.
So no matter who you are, unless you manage to sneak in here from a different planet and I didn't know about it, your blood's the same as mine.
Love everyone, yes. Jesus loves everyone.
May have some different DNA composition, but it's still all red and it has red blood cells in it. White T cells and all that other good stuff. So it's all made of the same composition.
No, no. Let me make it perfectly clear. I didn't mean no type of stuff like that. I was just surprised that this being America that, well, I should have known because back in the days, yeah, okay. But I was just shocked that why they never would play the second verse until I discovered why they didn't. clear. And I think it's just ashamed of the second verse. But if it's the national anthem, you should play it.
They're not going to change it for us. Written that way.
I know.
Well, that's just the way it is. Certain people that, yeah, they'll write
know.
A whole.
I know. They, I mean, you know.
Well, all I'm pointing out is, hey, they write a song. They write a song, okay? And then, hey, somebody, they like just a particular verse, so that's the verse they'll hear, and most people will sing. And the rest of it just goes by the wayside.
That happens.
It doesn't bother me one way or the other, but I was just surprised that the other verse was never sung. And when I discovered there was a second verse, I was just dumbfounded. Why would they conceal the second verse? Since it is part of the national anthem, but
just like, okay, I'll give you another example. Maybe you knew this, maybe you didn't. The children's song that a lot of people sing, "Oh Susanna."
Yes,
they only sing the one part of it. "Oh Susanna, oh don't you cry for me," but they don't sing. There's a lot of the verses they don't sing because it was basically with the whole song, and if you listen on the Wednesday Children's Bible Time, you'll find that we do play the whole thing, and it's basically a song that if you really study it, it was basically a song that was it was a song that was giving directions to the slaves out of slavery.
Oh, I never thought of that one.
Oh, okay. I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
It is. It was giving in the song directions on how to get from the South up.
Well, that's all right.
Oh, yeah, I can understand that very easily. Yeah, I can understand that.
See, just like, okay, that song, "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot."
Yes, I was just thinking of that, yes. I know what that was.
See,
I remember,
people didn't know. Hey, I'm well-versed in some of these songs.
I bet you are. I know you are. Well, yeah, I found that about "Swing Low, Sweet Chariot," too. I know what that was. They was trying to get out of slavery.
Right. That was about how they would help the people coming across the Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, some people just don't know that. They think that, oh, that's just a nice song talking about. Some people think that's about, you know, referring to Elijah when he was taken up in the whirlwind.
Yeah,
that has nothing to do with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it pays to listen, and you can learn, and just sometimes just keep ears open and mouth shut, and you can learn a lot.
And see, but what it was is, see, those people, and you notice I put the word people first, because that's what you guys are. Just like I just happen to be a person who happens to be of the Caucasian race, okay? Well, you happen to be people that are big deal, okay? We're all people that happen to have red blood, okay? Let's get right down to the point, okay? But the point is, those songs were written by those folks, and they wrote the songs to make them sound like gospel songs or whatever, but in fact, they were hiding the words to directions on how to get out of slavery so that the slave masters and all the people that would try to capture them would not know. They would be thinking these people were just singing some gospel song and would leave them alone. But in reality, they were passing information from one to another, and nobody knew it. They were a lot smarter than the folks were giving them credit for, which I
thought was pretty
admirable.
I thought my Steppy was a gospel song for a long time, so I really did.
And see, I always thought that was a pretty sneaky me studying it. And see, right where I live, Godfather, you're going to be like, whoa, I didn't know that. I live right at the practical near. I could go right up to the place, okay? I live right near the end of one of the ends of the Underground Railroad.
Oh, yeah, we have a museum here called the Hubbard House.
You've heard of the Hubbard House, haven't you?
Yes, yes.
We actually escaped that one.
I live in the town where it's at.
Okay.
See, and so, I've heard, you know, a lot of the stories. I've learned a lot of the things. And, see, I'm not the kind of person that says, oh, well, hey, leave your stories to yourself. No, I wanted to learn something, okay? Why? Because, hey, now, here, I got to tell you, Godfather, a real interesting story, okay? I was, when I was in high school, I had to go to the blind school, okay? Because of my vision.
I went to the blind school.
Okay? But now, you want to hear something real funny. There's this girl, and Six has had her on this station here before. Her name's Rochelle Wells.
Oh, yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Okay.
Okay, and one day in our English class, I was in English class with this Rochelle Wells. And this one kid in the class, he was a Caucasian jerk. And I said it that way. I have another word for him, but I'll be nice. Just in case we have little ones listening.
That would be nice.
Okay. He was a plain hole, okay? And what did he do? He called her that N-word. I never used the word. I never have, never will. It's disgusting and offensive to me. I'm sorry, even for me to hear a person of color using that word is very offensive to me.
Very
offensive.
God made us equal.
To hear it in even rap music used by people of color.
Oh, yeah. I can tell you that. I know about that.
It's very offensive.
I've heard so many times. Yes, it is.
But what I'm saying, it's very offensive. So this kid called her that word in class. She picked up this braille writer. What a braille writer is.
She did. Oh, no.
She picked up her braille writer off her desk and threw it right toward his head. And if he hadn't ducked, he would have got the thing square in the back of the head.
Oh, Lord, those things are heavy, too. I know what you're talking about.
And
I know
the next
about
thing you hear was this big crash on the floor.
It's not fun.
And me, I was in a class learning how to repair those, okay? And it happened to be this Rochelle's very own brailler, and then she wanted me to fix the dumb thing. I was like, Rochelle, by the time I go to fix this, you might as well go buy a new one.
You ain't like her. She that was a smithereen. She tore that one up.
She tore that thing up is not the word for it. That thing was so bent up and messed up. It wasn't funny.
It talks about
that. I know.
She tore that thing up, but she ought to thank God it didn't make contact with the back of that kid's head, because he wouldn't have been alive. They would have been tearing him out in the pine box.
Oh, God.
But I'm sorry. I have to agree. He should not have used that word.
No, he shouldn't have. But when I was in school, it was different. We had four schools, okay? We had a school for the Negroes. We had a school for the Caucasians. Then in the deaf school, we had the school for the Negroes and school for Caucasians. We had four schools. when they could have consolidated all of them together. But now it is consolidated. You know, the blind's consolidated and the deaf is consolidated. And now
right,
they're
they
like college campus because they're so big now. But it's just amazing, you know.
Right. But I'm just saying that was the story. I still remember that even to this day. I'm telling you, I remember that to this day. And but I'm telling you, but in all honesty, she had every right to be mad.
Yeah, she did.
Right.
But, you know.
But no, she didn't have a right to throw the brayer at the kid. I mean, she could have done something else to get even, but throwing a brayer. Throwing a brayer. It was like, well, after she did that, I was like, I ain't going to get her mad at me. It's like, well, I ain't going to get her mad. When I saw that, I was like, don't get her mad. I ain't getting her mad at me. No.
Well, you know, when we think back over this whole thing, we had a lot of slaves. You know, the Jewish people were slaves.
Yes, they were.
And I got news for you. I got news for you. And if you think it isn't happening today.
It is.
I'm going to blow your mind. But there are those of color who make whites into slaves. And if you don't think it's happening practically in the 2000s, homes. I beg to differ.
You know, I'm not fed in, but I'm shocked to hear of that. I really am.
Here's the sad part. It happened to me.
Oh, yeah, by your parents.
And the person who did it was a woman of color, and what was worse, she was a woman of color, and what was worse, she claimed to be a Christian.
It's not funny, but the way you express yourself.
So that's what even made it worse. So my point is, if that's what you call a Christian, she can have it.
Because that ain't right.
Because when I say, let's put it this way, would you take and on your hands and knees scrub a carpet in a storefront, and you know how big most storefronts are, and only accept $19 for it?
Yeah, he scrubbed it by hand.
No.
That's all she gave me. Now, if you don't call that slave labor, then I beg to ask you what you call it then.
I think people have always been.
So,
should be changed.
So, I mean, all races have made slaves of other races. They've all done it. Why? I'm going to cut it down to the marrow for you. Just what the Bible says. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There is none righteous, no, not one.
And then when you accept Jesus, he changes you. Amen.
That's where the problem is.
Yep.
When Eve looked at that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that God said, don't you take and eat of it, and she reached over and plucked the fruit and ate it, and then she went over to her hubby and handed him some, and he was dumb enough, excuse me, he was just as dumb, he knew what it was when he, she handed it to him, and he said, okay, sweetie, and he ate it too.
Yeah, for Sue.
Now, you know, I've heard this too. Now, I don't know whether it's true or not. I haven't seen it. I was informed that that Adam had another wife before Eve.
Wrong.
Thank you.
Nope. Adam, Eve, that God created Adam and then took the rib from Adam and created Eve. End of subject. Read Genesis chapter 1, Genesis chapter 2, Genesis chapter 3, and you will not find any other woman created.
Okay. No, I didn't think so. I just heard rumors. But I always wondered, too, whether other books of the Bible are not included. There are books missing.
Now you're talking about the so-called missing books of the Bible or the apocryphal books.
Right.
Those have to do with the canonization of Scripture. Okay? And the reason they were never accepted by those who put the canon together is because they did not meet the qualifications for canonization. For example, either A, they did not have apostolic or some sort of authority behind them, something like that. Okay? Or in this case, like say, Paul may not have made reference to a particular book. Paul never made reference to the book of Thomas or book of Judas. Okay? So that's how you...
I got another DoorDash for customer. Doesn't give a name for me.
Jordan on here.
Yep, got it. Jordan S.
What?
You
did not what did you do today? Not interrupt.
But see, that's how you know the canonization guy.
Nine items.
There you go.
Thank you, Rick. But that's how you know the canonization, okay? See, Paul never made reference to those books. And that's why they would not accept them into the canon. So did that help you, grandfather?
Yeah,
I mean?
I, that's all right. I'm a grandfather. I'm a great-grandfather, too. So I'm all right with that. No, I'm just curious about, you know, the books. I still would like to know what's in those books. And I would think some of it would be helpful. I don't know. I just like to know what was in there.
Well, technically, here's the way I see it. If they didn't meet the qualifications for canonization, that means they're not inspired. And if they're not inspired, there's something that they're obviously, then that's not good for my spiritual walk. So I'm obviously myself. Notice why I say that. Myself. I'm not going to explore them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What other people do with the, what they call the missing books or the whatever, what they do with them, that's between them and the Lord. But my own personal preference, I'll stick with a KJV 1611. It does not have those books in there. I don't have to worry about them. Okay? So that's between me and God, my own personal convictions. So what you do with that, I'll leave it at that. And I'll leave it with every other listener's personal preferences and what their convictions are with God. There you got it. Because, I mean, there are some religions, some faiths out there right now that believe in using those books, okay? For example, the Roman Catholic Church uses them, okay?
Oh, okay.
While others do not. And I'm just one of those who say, no, I'm not using them. So I leave that between you, your own religious convictions, your own beliefs, and God. And, hey, between you, God, and the fence post, okay?
All right.
So, as you notice, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you the reason they're not included as a canonized book. But
no,
you
I was
go
just
from,
curious about it. I was just curious, you know.
You, yeah, but you could go from there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You could go. You could take it from that point on. What you do with it, okay? Because yeah, there's a lot of people that are curious about those, and they wonder, well, can I learn something? Well, they might, but hey, I can learn something from the newspaper too. But that doesn't make it inspired. I can learn something from a road atlas, but that don't make it inspired. You know, I can learn something from a road atlas, but that doesn't mean it's inspired and from God. I mean, and as you well know, they change a road atlas every two or three, 4 years. So it's there for information. It helps me get point A to point B, but doesn't mean it's inspired. But hey, I gave you my penny's worth there.
This is T. having grown up in the church, it concerns me that a book that's supposed to be so prolific and a religion that's supposed to be prolific would exclude things that aren't considered good enough, and it makes me concerned about the true intentions of the way Christianity was spread, especially throughout our community. And that's all I have to say about that.
Well, there you go. Like I said, your own personal convictions. That's fine. Hey, that's cool. That's cool. I'm cool with it. I'm not arguing.
I'm not arguing either. I'm just saying.
Just like on Little House on the Prairie, Carolyn Ingalls said it very well. It takes two to argue. Well, since I'm not arguing, we're in trouble.
You shouldn't have to argue. That's the whole thing. I mean,
exactly. Exactly. Nice, hey, there's no debate here. There's no argument here. Hey, like I said from the beginning, it's everybody's personal conviction. Hey, if you feel that, those books should have their equal share. Good. I'm not against you. I mean, it's like a highway. It allows 18-wheelers, but it also allows little Chevy Impalas, too. As long as they all can hold the speed limit, hey, what does it matter? As long as they're all going the same direction and they're all driving safely, hey. All right. Where'd you go, Six?
Yeah, we need Six on here. Where's Six at?
Oh, we lost Six, too. Okay.
He must have went to do something.
I lost ATL. Now we lost Six. Now it looks like I'm handling this show.
Yeah, well,
oh, no, I'm right here. I'm right here. I'm hearing you, Wolf. I'm listening. I agree with what you were saying earlier, what you just said basically about the books and your conviction with God. No, I'm right here.
Right here,
I'm
guys.
I'm listening. I'm just here.
Oh, there's Six, too. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are
and what's
here.
Up, Todd? So let me introduce everybody to the Todd. Hey. He's with the Tots. She does our entertainment. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm good. So I just wanted you to introduce everybody. Yeah, that's
Hello,
news yeah. with the Tots. Mm-hmm. Did you have any entertainment news tonight, or you just took the night off?
I was going to keep it short and sweet. I've had a pretty long week.
Okay.
And just go over the titles, if that's okay. There's maybe
All
two
right.
that I might speak on. But
All
other
right. well,
than
ladies
that,
and gentlemen, this is... All right. Well, this is Entertainment News with the Tots. Oh, here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking in with Six Eyes and the crew. Take it away.
Okay. Entertainment news. MTV, MTV's Connor Smith arrested 13 months after warrant issued for allegedly trying to meet a minor for sex. MTV, Janelle Brown reflects on Nevada National Guard ceremony honoring Sam Garrison. A beautiful moment for us, he reflects. MTV, Chance Perdomo, known as Gen B, an actor franchise, dead at 27. He died of a motorcycle crash. In TV is the question, who is Hannah Berner's husband? All about Des Bishop. In music, Jason Gould reveals surprising thing he learned about mom Barbara Streisand in her memoir. It was very honest and exclusive. In sports, Brittany and Patrick Mahomes get glammed up for friends' wedding, the best time celebrating. In theater, Sarah Paulson teaches Jimmy Fallon how to warm up his voice for theater as he jokes he's having a heart attack. Levi's changes name on Instagram and playful nod to Beyonce's new Cowboy Carter track. In TV, George Lopez sends his friend Paul Stanley from Kiss flowers on his birthday every year, an exclusive. In TV, Julianne Hough shares inside look at Trivia Night with Derek Hough and Haley Herbert. In parenting news, Chris Hemsworth's son zips around on mini bike in cute clip. In sports, who is Anthony Rizzo's wife? All about Emily Vacos. In music, Paul Simon's wife, Edie Brickle, picked him up in a yellow 1972 pickup truck for their first date, fond memories. In music, Selena Gomez has an adorable sissy date night with her sister, Grace. In weddings, Olivia Coppola says she wants Doc Oliver to be a part of her upcoming wedding to Christian McCaffrey. Interesting. In health, Gwyneth Paltrow shows off workout gear. Really, she says she's into Spanx. In parents, Tracy Morgan shares sweet photo with daughter, Maven. Age 10 in her graduation gown, me and my little stinker. In style, Victoria Beckham and Nicola Peltz Beckham dance the Spice Girl tracks during vacation. I don't know why that's new. All about Klay Thompson's brothers, Tracy and Michael Thompson. In music, Nickelback. Hate to Love director says the rock band paved the way for all of us to get abused online. An exclusive. In music, Lady Gaga celebrated her 38th birthday at Pix dinner with friends and boyfriend. In parents, Kate Hudson shares photos playing guitar with her daughter. In movies, all about Zoe Saldana's parents Acelia Nazario, and Aridio Saldana. In music, iHeartRadio Music Awards 2024, Everything to Know About Monday show. I had no idea there was an award show coming up. In style, Denise Richards says darker hair transformation happened on a whim. In parents, John Rahm and wife Kelly Cahill announced they're expecting baby number 3. In parents, Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker celebrate his stepdaughter Atiana De La Hoya's 25th birthday. In parents, Gwyneth Paltrow shares her favorite photo with son Moses. In TV, A Little House on the Prairie cast, Where Are They Now? In sports, all about Brock Lesnar's daughter, Maya Lesnar. Parents, Kaylee Cuoco celebrates daughter Matilda's first birthday with her boyfriend, Tom Pelfrey. In TV, Selena Gomez says it pains her that people may not truly know about Steve Martin's life. He's an icon, she says. In movies, Gwyneth Paltrow says, polyamory is not for me. No judgment. I'm a one-man kind of gal. In TV, Kylie Richards says sister Kathy Hilton is very supportive after her split. We're in a good place. In parents, all about Katherine Jackson's 27 grandchildren. That should be an exclusive. In books, author Georgia Hunter started bawling when watching Logan Lerman's film, We Were the Lucky Ones, an exclusive. In movies, Steve Martin reveals what Elvis Presley thought of his comedy act after the King caught his Las Vegas show in a new documentary. In movies, Rebel Wilson reveals the letter she put in her dad's coffin after he died, I Forgive You. In weddings, conjoined twins Abby and Brittany Hensel appear to respond to online attention over Abby's marriage. As a twin, this one sticks out to me because they're conjoined in it's two people marrying one person, which should be really interesting. In TV, Joey King says she and We Were the Lucky Ones co-star Logan Lerman were supposed to find each other, an exclusive. In food, Jennifer Garner teases her birthday plans and includes great food and coming together. In movies, Ernie Hudson, from one of my favorites, Ghostbusters, who is now 78, shares secrets to staying fit, reacts to online thirst, and says it's nice to be noticed and exclusive. In books, people's best books to read in March 2024, Pope Francis, Christine Blasey Ford, share life lessons in new memoirs. In music, Celine Dion, life in photos. Parents, Brittany Mahomes poses makeup free and sweet, snap with kids, sterling and bronze. In movies, Laura Dern praises Taylor Swift's directing skills, the real deal. In TV, Leslie Uggams remembers roaring with laughter with her late Roots co-star Louis Gossett Jr., an exclusive. In TV, Denise Richards says she's open to returning to The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and says never say never. Spelling set to address misconceptions about her life and new podcast dropping days after divorce news. In music, Lizzo shares I Quit message on Instagram and says she is tired of putting up with being dragged. In TV, Denise Richards, Nick Cannon, Jenny Carr talk about the importance of giving back at LA Mission's Skid Row Easter event. TV, Pretty Little Liars cast recalls show's bait and switch ending and its biggest turning point. Again, in TV, Jenny Garth spends Easter handing out meals on L.A. Skid Row. In sports, who is Russell Westbrook's wife? All about Nina Westbrook. In sports again, who is Bubba Watson's wife? All about Angie Watson. In TV, Josh Peck attends L.A. Mission Skid Row Easter event after voicing support for Drake Bell amid abuse revelations.
and movies Who is Jack Black's Wife, all about musician Tanya Hayden. And in music, Derek Whibley says, Sum 41's final album is the record I've always wanted to make, an exclusive. And I got all of this from People Magazine. I won't be going into anything else. Thanks.
Hello?
You're doing great. Hello? You're doing great. News with the Top.
I'm finished. Thanks.
And that was Entertainment News with the Todd here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with Six Eyes and the Crew every Saturday, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern, and 6:30 Pacific. Six Eyes Radio Network. And if you haven't done so already, go and join the Six Eyes Radio Network group page. If you're on Facebook, join the Six Eyes Radio Network Facebook group. You're in good company. And tomorrow, get your prayers on without leaving the house, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. That is at 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 10 a.m. Pacific. The Six Eyes Gospel Show, only on the Six Eyes Radio Network, 424-243-9617. Get your prayers on without leaving the house for Easter Sunday, Six Eyes Gospel Show. See you in the pew.
Hey,
we're
going
to let you Yeah.
Hey, Six.
Go ahead.
We're going to go ahead and lock up and come on out the show. And you want to play the music before y'all get out of here, or y'all just going to go straight on out?
I'm gonna send everybody home early because, I mean, Easter is tomorrow. I'm sure people want to eat jelly beans and eat Easter.